RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Rolling right along on a Thursday morning, folks. It is time for what has become my favorite part of the show. We're dancing with the Dukes. We're dancing with the Dukes every day this week. Thanks to our friends at Journey Health and Wellness. Journey Health and Wellness achieves weight loss differently by using individual science-based strategies to care for their patients. They'll customize your weight loss strategy using diet, supplements, and the latest medications. Best of all, your treatment might be covered by insurance. Time to schedule your consultation today in the West End at Pump Road and Ridgefield Parkway. That's Journey Health and Wellness, journeyhealthwellness.com. Org. Appreciate them sponsoring Dancing with the Dukes. Have had a ton of fun getting to know the Dukes this week. A lot of great interviews. We put them all up on the podcast. Search MP on the mic on all major podcast platforms. Folks, we're getting closer to showtime here. We're getting on the verge of it. I'm getting excited. This is going to be a great game. Obviously, we'll turn things over to Westwood's coverage of the NCAA at 11 a.m., but you got to wait until the very end of the first round to watch JMU play. Now, flip side of that, if you're one of these people that scores teams eliminated by when they're eliminated, JMU is going to be one of the last 36 teams standing in this entire tournament. So congrats to the Dukes, top 36 team in the NCAA tournament, just by virtue of making it to tomorrow night at 9:40 p.m. when they will tip off on CBS. I've been trying to get a read on this. I've been trying to get a read on this all week, and I really haven't, because you've got, on the one side, I think the national pundits were just ready to roll with the Dukes, ready to endorse them no matter who they played, right? Seth Davis did right out of the chute on the CBS broadcast. Dick Vitale tweeted this right after the bracket announcement. Don't sleep on these teams. Don't sleep on these teams, baby. McNeese, JMU, Sanford, and Charleston. Though not household names, they're well-coached and have players with a winner's mentality, right? I think McNeese obviously is Will Wade. That's what he's saying there. Samford, Charleston, JMU, all mid-major conference winners or low mid-major conference winners who have veteran experience, who have winning streaks, who seem to have what it takes to succeed this time of year. McNeese on a big winning streak as well under Will Wade. They're the reason the next 3 weeks are called March Madness, baby. So that's Dick Vitale on Twitter weighing in. He loves JMU. Everybody who's watched JMU, of course, loves JMU. A balanced roster, great scoring, super fun to watch. They're good in the categories you look at a team to be good at when you're projecting tournament success. On the other side, you've got Wisconsin coming in, and Wisconsin's a very good basketball team right now, right? We're not sleeping on that this week. You've heard we've had a lot of experts on, a lot of people breaking this down for us, and they tell you, don't sleep on Wisconsin. That's a team that was a top 10 team earlier this year. Absolutely every bit as good as that still. The Vegas line has reflected that. Wisconsin opened as a 4.5-point favorite. Open it up this morning. Dukes are now 5.5-point underdogs to Wisconsin. So Wisconsin's gained a little steam. They've moved it a touch in that direction. Not too much, though. 5.5 says, of course, that either team is capable of winning this game. Few other notes about this one. JMU and Wisconsin, it's their first matchup ever as basketball teams. I would guess the football teams have never met either. We'd probably know about that if that had happened. But JMU, Wisconsin, first time on the men's basketball court Friday night in Brooklyn. I do expect the crowd to be pro-JMU. From years of covering the tournaments, I know this. When the underdog starts winning, everybody in the crowd breaks for them, right? That'll be that way at the 7 o'clock game, Duke against Vermont. All the JMU fans, all the Wisconsin fans, are all Vermont fans in that moment. They're getting after it for Vermont, and it's the same anytime an underdog starts to pull the upset. Because you want to be in the building when that happens. You want to be there when that history is made. And Wisconsin, by the way, here's another stat for you. Wisconsin 2-4 all time as a number 5 seed in the NCAA tournament, right? Big Ten has been a bit of a letdown in recent years, and is certainly a lot of pressure on Purdue to back that up this year, but Wisconsin in that boat as well to deliver some results after some subpar tournament outings. JMU, if they win, has not been to the round of 32 since 1983. We talk about them chasing history more than a decade since their last tourney appearance, which was a first four appearance, which I had anticipated for them this year if they didn't win the Sun Belt tournament. But they are headed, you know, if they win, they're headed to the round of 32 for the first time since 1983, which is incredible. A pair of opposite streaks coming into this one. The Badgers have lost 8 of their final 11. JMU is on a nation's best 13-game winning streak. We had a ton of great player interviews earlier this week. Now, tomorrow, we'll bring you the on-the-ground sights and sounds from Brooklyn during Dancing with the Dukes. So they'll have an open practice today at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. They'll talk to the media after that. We'll bring you the sights and sounds of media day and open practice tomorrow. Today, I do want to circle back and play this clip because we talked to Julian Wooden yesterday, and he was great. He was a really fun interview. One part I didn't include was his part about teamwork and team bonding and team building, and they have a rather unorthodox way of achieving that.
Yeah, I mean, these are my brothers. I can call them, and we might not even talk about basketball or something like that. So, I guess just the brotherhood that we built is just you can kind of tell it kind of comes out on the court.
Do you ever host them? I mean, you got more family around here. Like, you ever? Show them a good time in Roanoke?
Yeah, some of my guys come back, yeah, for sure. But the way we live in an apartment. And one door is my apartment and three other guys, and the next one is four other guys are our teammates. So we're always in and out of each other's house and stuff like that. So it's just a brotherhood. That's all I can really say.
Now, who are you with?
I'm with Terrence, Raekwon, and Justin Amati.
And who's got the cleaner place?
Definitely us. Yeah, we're the older guys, so we clean that for sure.
Did Noah return the favor? Does he do any activities that you guys would pick?
Yeah. I mean, we do everything. We into these little splat guns that we got right now, so we'll have like little wars and stuff like that. But he's just one of us. Yeah, he does anything.
Is that what the guys were? They said paintball, and then they kind of laughed. They're like, well, not really paintball. So.
Yeah, no.
So what are they?
They're like splat gel balls or whatever you want to call it. Yeah. Not paintball. Those hurt. Yeah.
So you guys like actually have an activity, or do you surprise people with a?
Yeah, really ball? Just surprise and stuff like that. Like we might do it in the locker room. Like, this might be what they're doing right now. To be honest with you, but we don't know. I gotta watch myself when I go back.
No word on if Julian made it to the locker room safely or not. I love that though. The splat balls. I don't know. It's kind of paintball. It's kind of not paintball. It sounds messy. Basketball's messy. Teamwork is messy. good teamwork is really messy. It does feel like they're building that there. You got the sense hanging out around the Dukes. And certainly a fun environment to hang out around them with, as they knew they were going to the NCAA tournament in the days leading up to it. But ever since then, they've been locked in, right? That was, they did the party. They did their interviews. They went back, and the coaching staff started breaking down film right away. You start calling the assistants you know who might have played Wisconsin. Start looking at anything you can look at to get an edge in that department, and I have no doubts the Duke staff was working late into the night achieving that. So Dancing with the Dukes, of course, brought to you by Journey Health and Wellness. Appreciate them sponsoring Dancing with the Dukes all week. We got one more day to game day for them, but it is game day for the JMU women in the women's basketball tournament, the WBIT, the Invitational that replaces the NIT on the women's side, being run by the NCAA for the first time this year. So there was a women's NIT. It was privately run. It was pay to play. You had to pay to participate in the tournament. This one now resembles the men's NIT, which is selected by the NCAA. Best teams that were left out of the field. This is the women's basketball tournament. JMU's holding a one seed thanks to some crazy circumstances, some weird bounces. We documented those on Monday's show. If you missed that, go grab the pod. It's a funny story. Bottom line, though, they're the one seed. They're hosting at the Atlantic Union Bank Center. That game tonight, 7 o'clock. If you can't make it up there, it'll stream on ESPN+. Plus, JMU taking on Stony Brook. Don't have to look far to scout out this matchup. Of course, JMU was a member of the CAA forever. Stony Brook lost in the CAA title game this year. JMU, that said, has a 1-0 record all time against Stony Brook. Stony Brook slid in after JMU slid out. It's a 80-58 JMU win back on November 24th, 2001. The Dukes women have not won in a postseason tournament since the 2019 season, have not played in a postseason tournament since the 2019 season when they lost in the then WNIT, the event that is being more or less replaced by the WBIT, the WBIT. So we've got men's basketball, women's basketball, all sorts of basketball, spring football starting up at JMU. Tons of fun to go dancing with the Dukes this week. Talk to some experts in the field. Talk to some of the players. One more day of that tomorrow as we build the tip-off. Looking forward to having you for that. Right now, though, our show rolls on. We'll continue dancing with the Dukes. We're going to look at today's bracket, today's games, as we get you ready for tip-off. Westwood One coverage, wall-to-wall coverage of the NCAA tournament starts in less than an hour, folks. Get excited. You're listening to Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Halfway home on a condensed Thursday edition of MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, live worldwide on the free Odyssey app as we continue dancing with the Dukes. Thanks to our friends at Journey Health and Wellness. They achieve weight loss differently by using individual science-based strategies to care for their patients. Journey Health and Wellness customizes your weight loss strategy using diet supplements and the latest medications. Every patient's journey is different, and so will be your weight management plan. Schedule your consultation today. Journey Health Wellness. Drop the and. Journey Health Wellness. .org. They're in the West End at Pump Road and Ridgefield Parkway. So JMU starts one of the latest games of them all here tomorrow night, 9:40 p.m. As we all know, those 9:40 games don't actually tip off at 9:40 at all. They'll be in the South region playing for the chance to go to Dallas next weekend, potentially looking way ahead here, but a date with Houston, one of the 4-1 seeds out there in the bracket. South bracket also has Marquette. The Fightin' Shaka Smarts won't get a chance to see them until tomorrow as well. And then we've already seen, we will see Kentucky, Texas Tech, NC State, and Oakland by the time the day is over today. But today's the first day of full wall-to-wall tournament coverage. We've got it for you here on The Fan. We'll start when they start. We'll start here at 11 o'clock with the Westwood One pregame show. They'll take you to the first game at 12:15. We'll go to Charlotte. It's Michigan State against Mississippi State, pair of MSUs. I love Mississippi State in this one. I think Michigan State is a little overrated on the 9 seed, right? If we're talking about dancing with the Dukes, we're talking about a team that's beaten Michigan State. Been there, done that, old news. Big win to start the season, of course, up in East Lansing. Kick-started them on their road to a top 25 bid. That said, I don't love betting against Tom Izzo in March. I do, however, love picking against Tom Izzo in March after his comments yesterday, where he says we need to reevaluate whether mid-major schools should continue to get automatic bids to the NCAA tournament. That's nonsense, Tom Izzo. You know better. Greg Sankey, the commissioner of the SEC, with similar comments the other day, said, you know, we need to evaluate in this world of shifting teams and shifting conferences and shifting identities for each team, whether it still makes sense to go with the automatic bid model for each conference. Coach Izzo, Mr. Sankey, I'd like to go ahead and take care of this right now by answering that question. Yes, of course it still makes sense. The tournament isn't the tournament if it only involves Power 6 conference teams and a small handful of Cinderellas. The Cinderellas are why we're here. That's what makes this the best weekend in sports. Everybody gets a chance. Everybody can make the tournament every year. It's not that way in college football. They see how much money they make in college football. What if we kept all that money for ourselves in basketball? Stop it. Stop thinking that way. You're ruining sports. We like sports. This is 910 The Fan. We love sports. You're ruining sports for us. Please stop ruining sports. That is my request to them. That's why I'm taking Mississippi State out of the gate. You'll hear the start of that game there. Then we go to wraparound coverage all day on Westwood One. They'll take you from site to site. I love the second game out of the block here. We got Duquesne and BYU coming up at 12:40. So that one less than 2 hours away now, or about 2 hours away from tip on that one. Duquesne and BYU, Coach Keith Dambrant, the last dance. Here, he'll be walking away at the end of the year. BYU, who I find to be a fraudulent six from the Big 12. I love those Mountain West teams. I'm not betting against them. There's some Big 12 teams that I think are going to get exposed in the course of this tournament. Kansas is another one of them. We'll get to them later tonight. Your other two games in that early pot of four, Akron takes on Creighton. I think people don't understand just how good Creighton is this year. Very deserving three seed there. And Long Beach State against Arizona. Long Beach State, America's team over the past couple days, just because of the wild story there. Dan Monson, the coach there who was fired before the conference tournament, goes on a heater, wins his way into the NCAAs, does not care anymore, folks. Here he is at his press conference yesterday.
Yeah, I don't have to answer anything I don't want to because I'm working for
free today. So it's like you guys see the Seinfeld when George Costanza was trying to get fired and couldn't lose his job and still going to work every day, and that's me. Is it an opening statement? Was that it? What do we got going?
Yeah, well, I think you nailed it, Coach. We'll go ahead and start with questions right here, please.
Yeah, that's all it takes. I got a new favorite coach in the NCAA tournament, Dan Monson. Long Beach State, they're the 15 seed. They play at 2 o'clock today against Arizona. I would not want to hear that if I were Arizona, right? You're a 2 seed. You want to just take care of your business, beat the 15. You learn that you're playing against the ultimate guy who's got nothing left to lose, right? We use that cliche all the time. Oh, we played like we had nothing left to lose. Oh, our backs were to the wall. We had nothing left to lose, so we gave it our all. He literally got nothing left to lose, folks. He's been fired. That's a pretty good there's nothing left to lose. He joked that he's working for free. Well, here's his chance to make some noise, continue one of the great stories in college basketball over the past week for him. Not a great story for Long Beach State, which of course could have handled that much better. I'm sure they'll lean on the portal excuse. Oh, you know, you got to get a new guy in, got to do the portal. And the portal is nonsense that the transfer portal opens the day after the regular season ends. That absolutely should not be the case. That said, there is no rule against having class, and Long Beach State could have had some class, done it quietly after the season was over. In our late window this afternoon, you'll hear all these games right here on 910 The Fan. Westwood One coverage whipping you around from site to site. North Carolina will take on Wagner, Illinois. Moorhead State, Oregon against South Carolina. I'm intrigued by that one. Oregon and NC State, two teams I've got circled today to watch. I'm excited to see them. Two conference champions who wouldn't have been in this field otherwise, but conference champions in Power 5 conferences. The Pac-12 and the final iteration of the Pac-12 tournament, and of course, the ACC tournament, which we were at up in D.C., NC State, prevailing in that one over North Carolina. History tells us teams that win the conference tournament often do better than you'd expect in these tournaments. Does that extend to Oregon? Does that extend to NC State? I'm going to be excited to watch those games this week and see if that is the case for them. Nevada and Dayton, your final game in the afternoon block at 4:30 out in Salt Lake City. Dayton is a fraudulent 7. They haven't done anything in a while. I understand why the committee did what they did. The committee felt pressure to include the whole season. That's why UVA was in. That's why Dayton's a 7. That's why Clemson's a 6. But it doesn't mean you have to agree with that as you fill out your brackets. And I think the teams that drew those teams have to feel really good about their draws here. You grab a team that is not peaking right now. They're sliding. And that's why a lot of people like the Dukes, right? As we continue dancing with the Dukes, a lot of people like them because for that reason, because Wisconsin is coming in cold, JMU coming in hot with that nation best 13-game winning streak. Then, of course, you keep it right here, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Play a little college basketball for you, a little Thursday night action. Tips off at 6:50 tonight with Colorado State against Texas. That's the game we could have seen UVA in, but they will not be in. Oakland, Kentucky. I see Kentucky as a trendy upset pick. I actually felt the other way. I've really enjoyed the SEC this season. I've got Auburn as a team that could cut down the nets at the end of this and win it all. I think Kentucky's a very good team. I think they take care of business. I do think it's funny, Oakland, that's Oakland, California, playing in Pittsburgh, though, home of the Oakland Zoo, the Pitt Panthers fan section. So they'll feel right at home there. Got some home cooking there for Oakland if the Oakland Zoo drops by for Oakland, Kentucky. 7:25, McNeese against Gonzaga. I think this is the primo game of this block. Can Will Wade find some tournament magic against Gonzaga, a team that's no stranger to this stage? The late window tonight opens at 9:20. Stays open late, folks. St. Peter's, Tennessee. NC State, Texas Tech, Samford against Kansas. You saw Kansas's news that Kevin McCullough won't play. I don't know if that means anything against Samford. They're a trendy pick. They were on the Dickie V upset baby list. I don't know if this is their night tonight, but I know that McNeese or Gonzaga, whoever wins, is going to be licking their chops come Saturday. Drake and Washington State to close things out. Washington State, the team without a conference. Them and Oregon State, all that's left of the Pac-12 after it disbands this year. Going to be a fantastic day of basketball. We're so glad you chose to join us here on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We'll hand it off to our partners at Westwood One at the top of the hour. But that gives us a little more time to go dancing with the Dukes. And one last time for us to remind you that Journey Health and Wellness is our official sponsor of tournament coverage, James Madison, all things James Madison this year. Journey Health and Wellness customizes your weight loss strategy using diet supplements and the latest medications. And folks, your treatment may be covered by insurance. Schedule your consultation today, journeyhealthwellness.org. I'll give you a couple minutes to do that, then get right back here. We got one more segment before we put a bow on this. I want to get back to the NIT. This Shohei Ohtani baseball story is way fishier than it looks at first glance. We'll dive into that for a minute and more. We'll get you ready for Westwood One's wall-to-wall coverage of the NCAA tournament. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.